Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, I always start this with the same introduction. Today is our 10th episode of the Wim Hof Wednesdays. And just like every week, we bring another topic that is relevant to our lives as Wim Hof instructors. This week, we have a very, very special guest. Happens to be one of my master friends from our master's week. And her name is Helen Yousefi. She's going to be sharing a speech specifically called Students Will Hit on You, and You Should Be Prepared. So I don't want to take away her thunder from this speech, but this is something that's relevant not only for women, but also for men, and to be aware that we are vulnerable on stage in many ways other than just public speaking. So without further ado, I want to introduce my friend, a yoga instructor, a Wim Hof instructor, of course. You have to be a Wim Hof instructor to be here. And she has a YouTube channel that I highly, highly recommend checking out. My friend, please, everyone, unmute yourself and then bring your right hand and your left hand and smack it together and welcome her on the stage. Helen, the stage is
I'm good.
yours.
Thank you so much, Francesco. It feels so heartwarming. Thank you so much for your beauty. So the subject today is a little bit of a taboo, right? We don't really talk about these things, attraction, what may happen on a sexual, chemical level. And taboos are very powerful because when you don't talk about stuff, they take like immense proportions, and they what you cannot put words on may hurt you even more. So the goal today is just to try to tackle a little bit of a sensitive subject. And I am aware that we live in a society where feminism is starting to be a bigger and bigger thing, and then men don't want to do things wrong, and then there can be some kind of like confusion because some people don't know how to react, so they just shut themselves, which is this paralyzing effect is really not the aim of my speech. What I really want to bring here is some kind of air, just so that we can talk about stuff. I don't have all answers, but I just want to share my experience and what I've lived and what I would like other people not to go through. For the future, how I'm going to implement a more secure emotional frame for my workshops. And that's it. So you should not think this is the right way to do things and this is the wrong way to do things, and we cannot talk about touching each other anymore, and we cannot like talk about emotions anymore. This is really not the way I want to put things. I just want a little bit of oxygen around these subjects and to tackle taboo things so that their power becomes less strong. So it all started with my third workshop, where the first attendant was a woman and she was the only one. There were like five men and one woman. And I said, okay, so you're the only one woman, but don't worry, like I'm a woman and my assistant is a woman. And she was like, oh, okay, I'm reassured because otherwise I would have felt very uncomfortable. For me, first of all, it was a very interesting feedback because I had never said that before. Like when I was at the winter travel, I was the youngest like female and we were only 10 and there were like 100, like we were 90 men and 10 women. And I had never said that being surrounded by all these men was uncomfortable, like, but I thought it. So it was, and all the Wim Hof experiences that I've had, I was like part of the youngest females and in a minority. And it did feel weird, but I would never say it. So it felt very cool that she said it. And I was like, I know how you feel. I'm glad that you say it, but don't worry, I'll be there. I'll protect you. I know that it's gonna be fine because, like, and I thought that, but I didn't really know how to express it. But I knew that I was there for her, whatever like she would need. And then like the workshop went well, the men were really sweet, and they all did very, very, very well. And at the end of the workshop, I got a text message. So it was a few hours after, that said, "Hey, Helen, I forgot my shoes. So can I come back today, or can I come early tomorrow?" And it was a message from one of the men. And I was like, "Yeah, no problem. Like, you can, like, not tonight, but you can be there tomorrow at 8. It was Monday morning. And so, like, he said, "Okay, I'll be there." So the day after, he came back, and I wouldn't see his shoes around. So, like, maybe he put them at some place where he knew, like, and I didn't notice. And he came back and he looked around and he was like, "Oh, my shoes are not here. Obviously, I did not, like, forget them. I'm sorry." And he really looked sincere. I don't think he was lying or anything. I really think it was kind of a psychological, like, in French you say acte manqué. It means missed act. It means like when you want to go, when you really don't want to go to work, for example, and you forget your computer home, you know, so you arrive at your office and you're like, "Oops, I forgot my computer at home," and you didn't do it on purpose, but it's just a subconscious thing that you really didn't want to do that. And I really think he was sincere, like he didn't want to piss me off or anything. I just think that subconsciously he wanted to see me again. He was like, "So when can we have like private lessons together, blah, blah, blah." I was like, "We can arrange that, no problem. Like, I can show you my chest freezer." And so I took him to my apartment, and my mother-in-law and my father-in-law and my husband were there. And I was like, "So this is my mother-in-law, this is my father-in-law, this is my husband, and this is my chest freezer." and he was like, "Okay, very cool, blah, blah, blah. I'll contact you, blah, blah, blah." And my mother-in-law happens to be a psychologist. And I was like, "So he didn't forget his shoes. I think he just really wanted private lessons, or I don't know, whatever." And my mother-in-law was like, "You're so naive, blah, blah, blah. You should really understand that these things have meanings." And we started to talk about that. And I was like, "I really think he's a polite guy and respectful, whatever. Like, I don't think he wanted more or anything. He was really interested in private lessons." And she was like, "You're so naive. You don't understand. You should really be more aware and conscious about these things. This is not like, this is something that's going to happen more and more to you. And I'm sure you've experienced it already." And so it was so valuable to have this woman who loves me, whom I love, and who is a psychologist, to be able to talk about these things with her. I was like, it is true that ever since I've started Wim Hof and everything, like, stuff have happened to me concerning men that were just not normal and that made me feel very, very awkward and uncomfortable. And she was like, "Yeah, and you will have to, like, take that into account for your workshops." I was like, "I am worried because I'm organizing a Wim Hof weekend in December. So same as you, Francesco, on the 4th of December. So I'll think of you a lot." And there will be 9 men and 1 woman, only 1 woman. So I was really a little freaked out about her, but I hired a photographer who is a female, and I try to do positive discrimination and try to hire women who are my assistants and for my, like, anything I need. I try to focus on women. I don't know if it's good or not, but it's what my heart tells me to do. So it will be the 3 of us and her. So, and I was like, I really don't want her to live what I've been through during the winter expedition or during any other week that I've had. And she was like, "So can you see, like, this is not normal what you're talking about. It means that something's wrong." And I said, "Yeah, it's true, because, like, I never knew if my attitude was wrong or something. Like, first of all, I started to feel so guilty during the winter expedition. Like, some guys have touched me in ways that I really did not want to and felt really awkward, but I didn't know how to express it. And when I started to talk about it, like, to other guys, they said, It's just the way you are sending mixed signals, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay, maybe I'm sending mixed signals. I started to feel very guilty for a huge while. I was like, maybe I'm not doing something right. And my mother-in-law was like, no, 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 this is not like, this is not normal. This is not up to you. It's something that your instructors should set very clearly. And she said, for you, like, and I was like, yeah, I don't want the woman during my weekend, Wim Hof weekend, to feel this way. And she was like, so you clearly have to say, this is not a dating app. This is not a dating event. This is not a sexual thing. And you have to clearly put it in the beginning of your workshop that you are going to see each other in bathing suits. You are going to do breath work. You are going to go to cold water, work with your body. And these things make you feel vulnerable. And these things put you in very private and sensitive emotional places that you are not used to feeling. And it can arouse like very particular kind of emotions. And this is not a place to have sex or blah, blah, blah. If you wanna do these things, like see each other outside the workshop later, but this is not the right place to do that. You're here to learn about the Wim Hof method. Fun and love are part of it, but like, this is not about sex or physical like stuff. And it felt so relieving just to hear another woman tell me that. And she was like, this is crazy that nobody has told you this during your Wim Hof instructor workshop when you became a Wim Hof instructor, because it's something that all psychiatrists and all psychologists are told when they are students. And all people who do therapies should be aware of this, that some students will just do a transfer on them, what's called a transfer. Like, we all have this experience that we've hit on one of our teachers when we were younger. Like, we all have this idea of the teacher that we really liked, and we became really good in his field because we kind of like had a crush on them, right? And I was like, oh yeah, it's true. Like, of course I've had this. And she was like, yeah, and some of your students will have this for you. And I was like, so should I tell them in the beginning of a workshop that they may experience this? And she was like, no, you should not take transfer away from your students, because it's their way to learn. They transfer something on you, and it's what helps them to learn more about themselves. You should always just be aware that this is going to happen and not indulge in it. And just hearing this was like, yeah, you know, like, I don't know what impact it has on you, but for me, like, it was huge. I was like, yeah, okay, I may like create emotional situations in people, and I'm aware of it. I'm just not going to indulge in it. Just remember that I'm their teacher, and I'm just there to help them find their own breath, find what feels good for them, and nothing more. And like, and she said, yeah, like, when you say in the beginning that things will not be sexual, people know. People know in their attitude for the rest of the weekend how to behave. There's like, fraternity is not the same thing as flirting, and people will know the difference. And I was like, it is true. You just have to say it. Like, just so I know that for me, it's really what I'm gonna do from the beginning of my workshop, where for this Wim Hof weekend, I'm just gonna say it, you know? So I'm not going to talk about the transfer thing. Just be aware that it may happen, because 9 men, well, you know. And besides, these people, they found me on YouTube, so they followed like my videos, and they have like some kind of, I don't know, like image of me that I created on the internet. So that's just their way of seeing me and learning, and I just should be distant with that. And I'm just gonna say from the beginning that if anything uncomfortable happens emotionally, they can talk to me, either the man or the woman. And yeah, just not indulge in the transfer thing and be aware of it. So it's just going to be the way I handle it. And what was very interesting is that when I talked about it to Francesco, he told me that he has had similar experiences because he has this very warm and emotionally aware, available personality where people feel like because he's so open and because he's so listening, then they can touch his butt, for example, or stuff like that, which is crazy. But especially when you have this kind of very open and emotionally available like personality, you should especially be aware of this transfer thing and just say things from the beginning so that the right distance is set from the very beginning of the workshop. I think I'm done. Like if I just want to summarize things, just be aware that this transfer thing exists. It's going to happen to you, either you're a man or either you're a male or a female. And yeah, just do not indulge in it. If you do like feel stuff, like wait, I think, after the workshop for a while, see if really something is happening or not. I don't know, like I would really not recommend anything between like an instructor and students, though I know it has happened and it has had very happy endings as well. But, you know, like my recommendation would really be to just wait and take time to cool down a little bit to see if it was not just a little bit of a rush thing because of the workshop or because of the weird situation that was created, however beautiful it was. So first thing first is be aware of transfer and do not indulge in it. Take time and set a secure frame for males and females, because people, like, it makes me really laugh that at all the Wim Hof events that I've been, men are like, we don't know why females do not want to come, and we don't understand why there is so little women joining the Wim Hof method, blah, blah. Well, this is why, guys. Like, we do live in a world where whatever you say, whatever we do, the reality is that women are considered as sexual objects. Like it is how it is. Like we go outside and like all of us, 100% of us, like men talk to us in a way that men are not talked to. So it is a reality. And if the emotional frame is not secure from the beginning, if women will feel a threat. So that's why, that's a huge part of why they don't want to come when they see so much testosterone and they are not sure of how secure the emotional frame is. So yeah, this is for the second thing, like set a secure emotional frame. And my third recommendation is like, do not be dictatorial. Like just say things as they are. Like, it's okay to feel attraction. It's okay to feel emotions. It's okay to like, just observe what you're feeling and be aware of the fact that it's an extraordinary environment that you're creating during a Wim Hof event. And it's not like normal life. And it always needs a little bit of time to cool down and digest what has happened. And I think it's also like one of the powers of the method to like create a rush of adrenaline and then cool down and then digest the after drop and then see what really remains after. So if you have any questions,
Well, first of all, thank you so much. That was amazing. I took a lot of notes down and your personal story and just the journey you took us on, because you said it off the bat, it's taboo and people don't talk about it. And we didn't get that at our event, which I'm interested if Josephine mentioned it for the next week, because Josephine was the instructor training the instructor. So I'm wondering if she had a twist on that, if anyone here was there. But I have a few questions, but I would love to keep it open for everyone else first. So I'm just going to throw mine here in the chat until I can go take my turn. I'll give everyone the chance first.
Well, so when I start my workshops, I actually, before the workshop, I meditate. I do a meditation before the workshop on my intentions, on my, and I call in the powers that support me, and how I've gotten there. And I find that, you know, the more I center myself, the less I'm likely to splay all over the place. So it helps me, it makes a difference. And I just highly recommend to everybody that you take that time before you kick it to pull yourself back to yourself. And that can really help you stay centered when you feel energy. And I think your points are wonderful though. I mean, you are putting out powerful energy and you're helping people see things in themselves they don't see otherwise. And it feels fantastic and they're going to feel attracted to you. And just realizing what your role is and being happy for them. Happy is a great thing, by the way. Happy is a wonderful, like that can go pretty damn far. So I highly recommend that. And to the guys, you know, get in touch with your feminine and get out of your silly, egotistical, you know, head. Do some time with your vulnerability before, you know, as you do this work. That makes you less of a person who's going to, you know, take advantage of any sort of attraction you get from anybody and be appropriate and just respect boundaries. So those are my thoughts.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. Does anyone have a question specifically, like before you read mine, Helen, that you can, you know, just basically pick Helen's mind and maybe we could learn something that possibly could be something we could avoid in our own events.
Yeah, I've got one if no one else wants to jump in.
Mike is yours, Matt.
So Helen, I tend to have a group of about 50-50, male and female, sometimes even weighted more heavily towards female. But this is still like a real area of concern for me. So do you have any specific tactics, phrases, settings, even any kind of really nitty-gritty advice for setting that emotional framing in a way that's better as a male instructor?
Sure. So I think Bob's advice was very good. Like for me in the beginning, before the workshop starts, I breathe with my assistant with an intention. And my intention is always my intention for all of my workshops and all of my classes is to help people find their own rhythm of breathing. So when I'm set on this, I just breathe into it and then it gives me the right flow for the rest of the day. And then when like the people come, I tell them that they are here for themselves, not to seduce anybody else, not to seduce me, not to seduce or impress each other. That's, you know, we go to school from the beginning of our lives and then we want to be a good student. And then we go to companies and then we want to be a good employee and we want to please our family and we want to please our friends. And then one day we wake up at 60 and we're like, oh, people are so mean to me and I've done all these things to please them, but then I don't have anything back because we don't do stuff for ourselves. So I think a good way to set a secure emotional frame is just to say this from the beginning, that people are here for themselves, and that I always say, especially to men, that I'm not impressed by their muscles. I'm not impressed how many push-ups they can do. I'm not impressed how long they can stay in the water. I'll be sad if they do it just to show something, show off something. I just want them to find what's right for them. And I know that when I say that, females feel so reassured. So it is It is a speech that is explicitly directed to like perform a kind of performance frame that in a stereotypical way men are highly represented in, but it's at the same time implicitly reassures women a lot that the intention is really like more inward and more like to be there for themselves. And like, it is true, like if I don't start to do things for myself right now during these 4 hours, where else am I going to do this, you know? So I think just saying this, that people are here for themselves, not to impress you as an instructor, not to prove anything to each other as students, this sets a very secure emotional frame from the beginning. Does that answer, Matt?
Yeah, he wrote it down. That was amazing. I really appreciate that. And I think what Matt asked is similar to what I'm going to be going through. I just found out from the partner I'm working with, one of our classmates, too, Sasha, that it's going to be an event with only women. I didn't know that until a couple of days ago, which makes me think, well, because they're all women, they must feel a little bit more comfortable. I'm assuming this is just the mind of Francesco, that because it's not 9 men to 1 woman, that they will be more comfortable for the bathing suit or let's say the sharing, I think. But I think maybe Matt could also relate. Do you have any suggestions on what I can say if it's just an all woman crowd and there's no men I have to direct this to, just so they could feel comfortable with me and my male partner guiding this?
So it is amazing. Like, I do want to organize females only workshops, and I do think it is different when you are a male organizing female only workshops. What I would say and what would make them feel very comfortable, I think, is still that it is powerful that females can be like, working together and like feeding themselves with their female energy, and that you're their instructor, but you want to, at the same time, you're going to learn a lot from them and from their energy. And I think it sets them, like seeing that you at the same time will be a student from their female energy could be a way to reverse this infantilizing thing that all women have experienced, that, you know, this way of seeing women as a fragile little girls that will learn from big, strong men. I think that can make them feel comfortable to say that you as well, you will, teach them the method, but you know that you will take from them this beautiful feminine energy that they can have, just to show them that they have the power to teach as well while being students. I think that could be a right way to engage.
Wow, that was really great advice. I wrote that down because I think that will have an impact. And I actually believe I want that too. So it's not just me.
I know you
repeating,
do.
Repeating your words just because I know it's going to work. I actually see it. It's like it's going to be an exchange. Yes. Maybe that's why I have a problem with asking for money, because I'm like, well, I'm getting so much joy out of this. So let's keep it even. No payment.
No, you shouldn't. That's another story.
I did have a few more questions here, but again, I don't want to take up all the question time. But Bernard or Matt or Christian, Pavla, yeah, Gabina, hey, Gabina, nice to see you. And yeah, Odin, if you guys have any questions, please throw it out there. If not, you could just read my questions. All right, so I gave everyone a good amount of time. And yeah, I guess I know you said at the beginning of the presentation, I thought about it, like, hey, welcome. And I know you mean like, hello, welcome. Listen, don't have sexual thoughts. I know it wasn't that. But because you already have done it 3 times and you know the structure, what part would you throw it in there that is still comfortable and you can still transition to, all right, let's get into the technique of the breathing? Like where is that part that you think is a sweet spot?
Okay, so the sexual part, I don't mention for my fundamentals. I will only mention it for my Wim Hof weekend, because I'm so much in control of everything during the 4 hours of fundamentals that it has happened that some men started to say like little jokes that were a little bit flirtatious and sexy, and I would immediately be like, cool down, man, relax, you know, like on a kind of like fun and relaxed way, but I'll never allow this to happen. Like, I'll always be very sharp. So I won't mention the sexual thing for fundamentals because it's only 4 hours and a half.
Okay.
But as I said, that's how I start my fundamentals. I say, first thing first, just remember that you're here for yourself, and all the speech that I gave to answer Matt's questions. And then I say, remember that you're here for yourself, but you're here together. You're here together in a group of people, and everyone has their own color. Everyone has their own heart. Everyone has their own like way to behave. Some people are more introvert. Some people do not like to be touched. Some people do not like to laugh when you want to laugh. Some people need more loneliness. Some people need to talk more. Just be aware of this and accept it. Like, you are all different and it's rich.
Right.
Setting this from the beginning to say you're here for yourself and people are different. Like, for me, it takes like, and then after, I've had like once a little bit of a flirtatious guy who still had these inquiries, and I would just sharply be like, relax.
Cut it down.
Cut it down. That's what I do for fundamentals.
And I have a question regarding one of my events. There was four men and then one woman, and I asked them to cover the outside area where no one from the parking lot can see this event. And everyone's like, why? I'm like, just in case anyone feels uncomfortable, men, women, doesn't matter. And I remember when it came time to do the horse dance before the water, and then after, the one woman had a robe on, which I didn't object. And then when it came time to go in the water, she took off the robe. And then when she came out of the water, I had the robe ready, because I noticed intuitively that she probably wants to be covered in front of these men. Is there anything that else I can do, or we can do, men or women, to help people who feel like that they may be viewed in a way, whether sexually or let's say they just are insecure about being viewed, that we can make that experience a little bit better?
Right. I think right before the ice bath, during your, I don't know how you proceed, but like, I tell so many stories. Like, my fundamentals are just storytelling and storytelling to prepare them mentally and to make them see that ice baths are not such a big of a deal. And like, during one of your stories, what you can say is just like being like, okay, so an ice bath before the ice bath is that you're going to be like in swimsuits in front of each other. Maybe you feel a little bit uncomfortable about it. Please be aware of the fact that there's a minority of females here. It is not meaningless. Like, people feel stuff, like just observe what it arouses, if it does arouse something, and just breathe into it. You know, like maybe something just to make them acknowledge that they have flesh. They have feelings, but right before the ice bath, like, yeah, maybe it's unexpected emotions in an unexpected situation, and it's part of like the ice bath. It's the ice bath before the ice bath.
Right.
But you're in a secure emotional place. There's nothing sexual in this situation. You're not in danger of anything. Like, I'm here to protect you. Anything, you can always talk to me if you need to. Right before, we can take like 5 minutes if you need to talk or anything. you know, just to set a frame of respect, I guess, just to maybe the idea of the ice bath before the ice bath is a good way to prepare them mentally.
I like that. I wrote that down because I think that that could help and also make people realize, like, look, just go within. If your mind starts to wander to that sexual route or that insecure route, you know, just try to get back within and finding that balance. Thank you so much. And if anyone doesn't have a question, I mean, maybe I could ask Pavla and Gabina, like their takes on how to make sure women feel absolutely comfortable, whether it's 9 or 100 men. And yeah, you guys have any words to say that we can chime in? Because it's nice to get maybe all female perspectives. If that's okay with you, Helen.
Of course.
Pavla Gabina, I'm not sure if you heard me. If you unmute yourself, that would... I can't hear you. I think you have to click the unmute. Yeah. Ahora sí.
Ahora sí. Well, I'm going to have my first workshop when I put the limit of 8 people, because I want to start with a small group. And I'm so lucky there is 4 guys and 4 girls, you know, and a couple are boyfriend and girlfriend. So I feel more comfortable then because they just try to do it together so they can have. So it's more the professional, all the people who's going to participate, so it's more the professional. So I haven't even think about the other part of the sexual scene or anything. But I've been assisting a lot of workshops here in Sydney. And yeah, I don't think it was that kind of mine. Like, it was more friendship. So we will make, we will be friends and we will see each other every 2 weeks and have a nice bath. But more than anything, friendship. Right. So, yeah, I'm quite comfortable with that, but I don't know. Yeah. And they actually make very good friends because to have a male friend is really good.
Yeah.
So now we all compare that. And sometimes, you know, some people get together, like she said, after a long time, and it's a very good relationship.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So a couple of people got actually relationships, but they're still together. And yeah, and it's a nice relationship. So
thank you, Gabina.
Yeah.
How about you, Pavla? If you don't mind sharing.
I don't really have much to share about that because I also had mainly couples. So that's already, you know, like, and once I had only guys. 4 guys and me, and I really felt like their mommy. I'm like, my kids are sort of some of the age. So I didn't really think about this. And because I think also because my group is so small, I don't know, it never sort of came up, but I'll look out. And also it's not a weekend, it's just the fundamentals. Yeah. So, and there was never any of that. And even in the swimming school, everybody seems, it seems to attract women who are very athletic or who just don't, really, at least so far with the 4 workshops, that's what I had. So I don't really have much to offer so far.
No, that's fine. I mean, I just, I'm glad that I got to hear your opinions and your thoughts. And yeah, this is something that I can see, at least from that one experience, you know, playing a role in the dynamic. And I got some great tips from you, Helen. And I think everyone here has gotten a lot of value from this. And if there's anything you want to share before we end, and if anyone has a question before we end, we still have 5 more minutes.
Yeah, there is something. So when I had this conversation with my mother-in-law, who is a psychologist, I told her that when I talked during the winter expedition to like some people, one of the guys that I opened up to said, well, I have a friend who is a female, and she is teaching to like so many males, and she never had any problems, blah, blah. So her behavior, I mean, she found a way for her behavior to be like more clear than yours and blah, blah. And that made me feel like very, very bad. And I told that to my psychologist, to my mother-in-law. And she was like, yeah. And I also had this conversation with other women who told me the same things as I just heard, like who felt them as if they were like people's moms or just friends and stuff like that. And my mother-in-law was like, this is important, especially for females, to be aware that even their feeling is that they are people's moms and friends. It will happen to them, that transfer happens. I mean, acting like it doesn't exist it's not reality, you know. Even if you don't see it, if you really like continue being a Wim Hof instructor and being in the therapeutical business, it will happen, especially for women, but for men too. So it's not because your feeling of like the experience that you've had were so centered on friendship and like nothing happened or anything, that it hasn't happened in someone else's mind. That's I think that's very important to keep that in mind, that it's something that touches everyone's subconscious transfer.
I did worry a bit about like doing all the workshops in my house, kind of,
right?
Because because people, like you said, in 4 hours suddenly they sort of know you and they think like your friend, and I that crossed my mind, but sort of I didn't have any other option. So yeah, but it is at the back of my mind. I'm not that naive. Yeah, that it could, right. Yes.
Yeah, because besides you guys, I mean, you're beautiful. Of course, like, yeah.
Wow. I just have to stand my husband outside the door always. He looks pretty scary, so. But they need him first.
Thank you. That's amazing. This is really, really, really helpful. And yeah, I think, like you said, for both sides to be aware and to make sure that we create that environment. So with that being said, we will. Helen, thank you so much for sharing your stories. Thank you for being so open and for bringing up a topic that, I'm not lying to you, is so important. And when you told me about this, I jumped. I'm like, this is what we need to hear. You know, of course, how we use our belly and how we position our legs for the breathing is important. But this is really big in my eyes too. And I think everyone who's watching, listening. So if everyone could please unmute yourselves and get your right hand and get your left hand and then just put it together, because I really appreciate it. And yeah, thank you for everyone for sharing, Bob, your insight, Matt's questions, Pavla, Gabina. Everyone who just being here, it means a lot. And next week,
Francesco, everyone is clapping for you as well, because like the environment that you created of so much security and like making people like so thrilled to share about their experiences, it's worthless.
Wow, thank you.
Crazy.
I appreciate it.
It's amazing. You're my star.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It means a lot. I really hope that we can keep this going. I'm only getting the strength because you guys keep coming back and making this reality and sharing. So it's super appreciated. And speaking of coming back, next week, we do have our next presenter in the room. His name is Bob, and he sounds like he has a French name there.
Oh, well, yeah, Soulier, for those who speak French.
French. I speak French. And yeah, Bob, in 30 seconds, like what are you going to share with the world next week? The Wim Hof.
Yeah, so my it's about community, but really I was, you know, flipping it on its head. It's like how to not be a superstar, but to have a really solid foundation around you where you live. Wow. How to build that. So yeah, that's where I'm going. Like, what? And it's 4 years into a practice, so this isn't instantaneous.
Yeah.
But you know where things go locally. So it's a this is very local based stuff.
I like it.
Yeah. So I'm grounded.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
I appreciate the teaser. That's what you got for next week, guys. So that means you have to come back.
Yeah, man.
More about community and have make it homegrown. Well, with that being said, I want to thank everyone from the bottom of my heart for being part of another Wim Hof Wednesdays. And yeah, keep sharing, keep getting people out there. And if you're interested in giving a talk about something that you want to let the world know about, it will be in the archives for the rest of the Wim Hof future. So it'll be really valuable for people to come back to these too. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And have a wonderful night or day, you in Australia, Gavina.
Yeah. Thursday here is not Wednesday.
Oh my God.
Thursdays.
It's Thursday, 8:45, 7:45 in the morning.
That's crazy.
Thank you for being a part of it. That's amazing. Well, have a great one. Have a great morning, Abina. Everyone have a good evening. And
all right.
No, I appreciate you.
All right. Good night, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.